Dr. Fontanelia, we're specifically talking about radiation treatment for cancer in the left breast. Why is that an issue?
In trying to do radiation treatment, in order to replace a mastectomy in terms of treatment for breast cancer, a woman would have lumpectomy where the tumor itself was removed and the entire breast would be treated with radiation. The breast, because it is in close relationship to the heart and the lung, in order to treat the entire left breast, some portion of the heart may see low doses of radiation. For many years, we thought that the low doses of radiation to the heart was safe, and it really is only in a small percentage of women many years down the road, sometimes 10, 15 years down the road, we're finding that there is a higher chance of heart complications, higher chance of heart attacks later on down the road from the low doses of radiation. These are not side effects that are typical or common, and they're not side effects that women would notice during treatment or shortly after treatment. And it was only with many years of research with thousands of women who had radiation on their left side compared to the right side, and the comparative studies that showed that in a small percentage of women, these side effects can happen later on down the road. Certainly, heart disease is the most common cause of death in women in general. So whatever we can do to not increase that is helpful.
So is there any way to protect the heart?
Some specific ways that we can do this is positioning. We do something called prone positioning, where a woman is laying on her belly and the treatment board has an opening to have the left breast hang down, and it moves that breast tissue away from the heart and lung.
And this works?
It's something that works for many women, particularly women who have larger breasts. It tends to be an appropriate positioning of for the breast. There are some women for whom that position is not appropriate for a variety of reasons, and for them, deep inspiration breath hold is a technique that can help to move the heart away from the chest wall and away from the breast area that we're treating.
And what is that?
So deep inspiration breath hold relies on this idea that when you take a deep breath in, your chest moves out, your heart gets narrow and moves down with the diaphragm, and it creates a space between where the breast is and where the heart is. When we have women use the deep inspiration breath hold, there is a specialized process and equipment where they could see how deeply they're taking a deep breath and holding it for about 20 seconds at a time. And the treatment machine is only on during that time when they're holding the breath. They can see when they're holding the breath at the right amount, and we can see it. So if they let go of their breath, the treatment stops. If they feel like they need a break, they can simply exhale, and the treatment stops.
Does it take long to learn the breathing technique?
Typically, it takes most women about 30 minutes of coaching to get used to this process. And we've had women, who are younger, older, in good health, and, with some comorbidities. Most women seem to tolerate this very well. Not everyone, but many women do.
And can you keep a close watch on things during treatment?
It actually is something we can see very well. So each time that we design a radiation treatment plan for each individual woman, I have a CAT scan, a computer image of exactly what we're treating. I can see the heart, I can see the lung, I can see the breast tissue. And that's part of how we determine if somebody needs the deep inspiration breath hold setup versus prone breast radiation versus neither. We can see where the heart is. I can see where the radiation dose is going in each woman. And there is very good research that shows that using deep inspiration breath hold moves the heart out of the way.
So just some simple breathing can keep your heart safe. Wonderful. Thanks so much, Dr. Fontanelia.